Hi, this is Jamie and Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Pop Filter. This week, we've taken over the podcast to share some of our favourite collaborations. Stan by Eminem and Dido. I mean, I was definitely obsessed with it when I was about 10 or 11 when it came out, as a lot of people were. And at the time, it was an extremely unexpected duet or collaboration, particularly on Dido's part. Yeah, it's just the sort of the contrast between Eminem's verses, which are obviously very dark, as a lot of his lyrics are, and Dido's top line, which is very beautiful. The amazing thing about the Dido part is it's not even the chorus from her song, because this is just taken from another one of her songs. It's actually the verse. My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why. Which I guess goes to show how good her songwriting is, that they were able to take the verse of one of her songs and make it into a very powerful chorus. Even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. The first couple of verses are a sort of die-hard fan of Eminem's writing to him. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. And he is sort of getting increasingly angry. Dear Slim, you still ain't called a row. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. Until the penultimate verse where he's, in theory, speaking into a sort of tape recorder as with his pregnant girlfriend in the back of his car, and he drives into a river.
Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot. Am I supposed to send this shit out?
And then the final verse is Eminem finally replying to one of his fan letters and realizing that he was the fan. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid, and in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn. So yeah, I mean, it's got a very satisfying, if grisly, narrative arc. Obviously, the fact his pregnant girlfriend drowns is not satisfying, just to be clear. I just mean from a storytelling perspective. This is Stan by Eminem and Dido.
But you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan. Still ain't called a row, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't wanna talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could've signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. The last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the Air of the Night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him. That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's late. I'm on 1,000 downers now, I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim, we could have been together. Think about it, you ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch, I'm trying to talk. Hey Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this shit out? Pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother, I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show, I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Stan, I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better.
hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Stan ist das von Eminem und Dido, unser Song des Tages heute im Popfilter. Empfohlen von Jamie McCall, Gitarrist von Bombay Bicycle Club. Die Band aus London übernimmt diese Woche den Popfilter und das Motto ihrer Takeover-Woche ist spannende Kollaborationen, weil sich Bombay Bicycle Club eben selbst auch immer wieder andere Musikerinnen und Musiker ins Studio oder auf die Bühne holen. Ja, Eminem und Dido, das war im Jahr 2000 wirklich ein Feature, mit dem niemand so richtig gerechnet hat. Auf der einen Seite der Rapper mit den düsteren Texten, auf der anderen die Sängerin mit ihren gefälligen Popmelodien. Aber siehe da, gerade dieser Kontrast, der macht den Song so einmalig. Und wie Jamie eingangs sagt, es ist schon verrückt, dass dieser Gesangspart von Dido eigentlich Teil einer Strophe ist, und zwar aus ihrem Lied Thank You, da haben sie den gesampelt. Und dass diese Strophe dann plötzlich in einem Song von Eminem zu so einem Hit-Refrain wird, das sagt auch viel aus über das Songwriting von Dido. Und das wiederum ergänzt sich hier wunderbar mit dem Storytelling von Eminem und dieser Geschichte rund um diesen fiktiven Fan namens Stan. So, das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen hört ihr hier wieder Jack Steadman, den Sänger und Songschreiber von Bombay Bicycle Club. Ich bin Gregor Schenk und ich sag danke fürs Zuhören.